It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The fine people on Twitch just reposted a call we got from Hunter Al.
I remember Al.
Apparently it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago tomorrow, called and claimed he walked 15 to 20 miles a day while pheasant hunting. You didn't believe him.
I thought it was stretching it a little
bit. Yeah, but we may have to replay that call.
I think there's certainly a lot of walking that's involved with what the way Al hunts.
Yeah.
But it seems like 15 to 20 miles a day seems a bit much unless are you out there for 12 hours? I mean, Al, you give yourself three miles an hour. Because I can't imagine you're doing like a brisk walk that you don't want to flush everything out that early, are you?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know how that works, but
what I do know is you pissed him off real good. That's what I know. Hunter Al, if you're out there, we'd like to hear from you, see what you got going on this year. Hunter Al, the pheasant hunter who claimed he walked 15 to 20 miles.
Give us your steps, Al.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to
get into this again, but good for all the hunters out there. I know they're excited to get things going tomorrow.
We do have a question for you, for those that hunt. We will get to in the 11 o'clock hour. In the meantime, Gator, we have been talking about the Pistons a little bit. And look, man, good for them. I mean, they are competitive this year. They're more interesting this year. They're going to win more games this year. I'm really impressed with back-to-back nights with the sidelines out-of-bounds play that both worked, kind of got-to-have-it situations. But Red Wings played as well, and the Red Wings won in overtime. Took a 2-0 lead. Route shooting the Penguins gave up said 2-0 lead before they won the game in overtime. What did you think of their performance?
I thought the Wings played really well in the first period, and then kind of got outplayed for the next two periods. They were very physical. Pittsburgh was in the next couple periods, and then you get it to overtime. And fortunately, Talbot was really great throughout the game to keep it at 2-2.
Mm-hmm.
And overtime, anything happens, man. It's a turnover waiting to happen to turn into a goal, and that's where they were. Simon Edvinson with a snipe, and next thing you know, the Red Wings are celebrating. I loved it.
Are they going to get enough scoring, this team?
Well, they don't score. They have 37 goals in 15 games. That's not good. It's worse in the league, it's second worst in the league. The only team that's worse is Anaheim. They have 33 goals in 15 games. I don't know. This is the question I have about this. Is this an issue with the roster that they just don't have enough guys that can score? Or is this an issue with it's just taking some time before these guys start putting the puck in the net? We knew last year that the team they had, which was a pretty good goal-scoring team, but they lost a lot of goals from that team.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the number is. I thought it was around 70 goals or something like that that they lost from last year with players that are no longer with this team. They did bring in a couple of different guys, and you've got younger players getting their chance to play. Berggren's playing, Kasper's playing. But you figured that the goal scoring was going to be down, but was it going to be down this much? This is where I lean more towards it's going to take some time before they get going with the goal scoring. It would be nice if it happened now. Because through 15 games, it's starting to look more like a trend than it is.
Yeah, 15 games feels like a bit much for it to be just an offensive slump, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know, you can have slumps. You have power outages during a season. This is feeling like more than that. And so I do hope, you know, I do hope that's all it is. Lucas Raymond's got a goal.
Right, a goal. That's right.
And remember how he finished last year?
On fire.
He was a man on a mission at the end of last year. He's got a goal through 15 games.
He's contributing because he's got a bunch of assists.
Yeah.
But the scoring has been tough.
How about, was it Blake Lazzotti or Lazada, whatever his name is, who took the puck to the face last night? I mean, at first they were saying it was visor, but he was out with a concussion. I suppose you can get concussed if it hits you in the visor, but that was ugly and scary.
I didn't see that. I was flipping back and forth with the game, so I didn't see that one.
It was,
I
saw it was a teammate
to the head from somebody.
Yeah, it was a teammate. It was friendly fire. It was a teammate trying to flip the puck towards the net, and he was on the doorstep, and it just bam right in the I mean,
wear a cage.
The whole half shield thing.
I'd wear a cage. That's me. Call me a wuss. I don't care.
You know, a full bubble.
Yeah. Look, I get it. The hockey players are big, rough, and tough. They always have been, and no one's going to tell them what to do.
Yep.
I'm telling you what I would do. I mean, when we played hockey in Michigan State, Doug, should I just leave it like that?
Yeah,
I actually say that it was a class?
It was a class, yeah.
It was a class. Full cages, right?
Well, I still play with a full cage.
I would, too.
The old school college hockey cage.
I'd wear the neck thing.
I'd wear the
full cage.
Well, what's funny about it is it came up on our bench the other night because you and I have a mutual friend, Ryan, and Ryan wears a half shield. And I finally said to him, I don't know why, I just turned to him and said, you feel comfortable wearing that? And you know what he said? I'm claustrophobic. I can't wear the full thing. And I have claustrophobia issues as well. And yet, I'm perfectly comfortable behind a cage. But I know some people can't stand it. Can't stand it. But dude took a puck to the face last night. He's suffered a concussion and I guess we should be grateful it was only that. Because that's, I mean, hockey players' fears, right? I mean, maybe not. Maybe hockey players don't have fears. This hockey player does.
Well, I would imagine, yeah, this skate to the throat is probably, you know.
Well, that's never a good thing.
No.
Never a good thing. 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Just to remind you, you can stream the show. We mentioned Twitch already today. Go to twitch.tv, search up 971 The Ticket, and bam, there we are. Then there's youtube.com, same thing, where you can stream the show with video. These are both with video. Stream with the Audacy app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. Then you can listen to the show while you're out there hunting. Do you remember the call we got a couple of years ago from the dude that been hunting for like, said he'd been hunting for like 35 years and never shot anything?
Yeah.
Never once. And he still loved it and he was still headed out.
Enjoyed getting out there.
So we asked for Hunter Al, who was the pheasant hunter, said 15 to 20 miles. I wonder if that guy's still 0 for life with hunting.
I hope not. I hope he gets that opportunity and finds it within his crosshairs and pulls the trigger and then gets to feel what most hunters have felt.
Yeah. I mean,
when you've been at that, when you've been at it that long, you got to finish.
I mean, I don't know the first thing about it, but you're probably doing something wrong, right?
Well, at this point, it's not hunting. It's just called going up north.
Right? Yeah,
yeah. What are you doing?
What are you doing? I'm going up north.
You want to sit out in the woods?
You bringing a gun this year?
Yeah. Don't some people now take cameras and just go sit up there and take pictures?
That's not what this guy was doing.
No, it's not. No, it's not. He may as well be. He
went there with the intention of doing what everybody else goes up there.
Yeah, it's kind of tough. It's been a rough go for him. He's like the Red Wings. He's off to a cold start.
It's very cold. It's a cold start.
35-year stretch.
Mm.
Did he even see deer, or was he missing them? Was he not seeing them?
I don't really remember the details, but maybe that guy will call us too. We'll get into it in the 11 o'clock hour. Swing around the NFL with the blitz thingy next here on 97.1 The Ticket.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.